You're listening to the 411 on Mousecapades Radio.
It's my station.
The following is an original production of the Mousecapades Radio Network.
Mousecapades Studios. Here are your hosts.
Happy Friday, Mousecapades listeners. This is Vicky, and I'm here with Christy and Rebecca, and we hope that you're all staying safe, happy, and healthy. This is episode 911, and you're listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
Just a reminder that we are all travel agents. If you're looking to book a trip, we would be happy to help. Just text Chrissy, Vicky, or me, Rebecca, at 636-373-4497. And we will be happy to get with you to design a magical vacation. A small refundable deposit of $200 will hold your Disney resort and ticket package. Or we can give you a quote to any location on the planet. So contact us today.
Well, we love sharing our favorite things about Disney, and so tonight we are going to share some of our favorites at the Magic Kingdom. We hope this will help with your future trips and or help you relate with us better.
Okay, so we can start off with whichever you would like, what you guys want to start with.
I'm game. Wherever you want to jump in.
All right, top three snacks for Magic Kingdom for us. What do we think?
I tried my best to keep snacks like what counted as a snack on the dining plan.
Oh, okay.
And I tried to keep it like I know like past episodes, like what we all like. And I mean, I'm boring, so I do have my honorable mentions. But I just wanted to preface it with I tried to keep the snacks category as what counted as a snack on the Disney dining plan.
Okay.
But I mean, snacks can be pretty broad because we Pagnotties have pretty big appetites. So like what is a snack to a Pagnotti might not be a snack to everyone else. But I did try to keep it as to what is a snack on the dining plan.
Gotcha. Well, you can kick us off and then Rebecca and I'll go last.
My number three is from the Main Street Confectionery, and it is the marshmallow pop.
Oh, okay.
It's seasonally different. Usually, I mean, they have some standard ones, but it used to be a marshmallow on a stick, but now it's like Mickey shaped or mini shaped. And it's sweet. It's too sweet for me to eat one by myself. I usually eat some of it, wrap it up and stick it in my lounge fly as long as it's not too hot outside, but it's very good. I pulled up the My Disney Experience app earlier and right now there's a Mickey version, a Skittles version. Sounded gross. But then the one that I usually get is Minnie Mouse themed. Like when I was there at Christmas, it was like red and had like red mini M&Ms and like a bow on it. Mm-hmm. Right now it's like pastel themed, I guess, for spring. It's always really cute and it always has a little mini bow on it. It's very Instagram worthy. It's like under $7. It's pretty big, definitely. I would think big enough for two people to share or to eat a little bit and save for later. Again, as long as it's not too hot outside, because it would melt.
So I just want to ask Rebecca before we move on, do you like chocolate covered marshmallows? I'm trying to determine if this is a generational thing.
I do not like chocolate covered marshmallows.
So I like them, but I realize that like Kaylee can take it or leave it. So I started to think maybe it's just a generational thing because my mama gives us chocolate covered Santas and the kids are like,
bleh. Oh, I love them.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So my number three is very traditional. It's the Mickey ice cream bar.
That's one of my honorable mentions.
And I will say I had one last month and, you know, we had talked before about how the chocolate tasted different and it was a little waxy. I think they may have gone back to their original chocolate.
Really?
Either that or it was just really, really good the moment that I had it.
All right. So I'm struggling with which one's my third, but I'm going to say the Mickey ice cream sandwich because I love that. In fact, one of the guys that does, or Kyle that does the vlogs that I watch, he said, I don't know about you guys, but this one is the way to go. This sandwich is the way to go. If, you know, comment below if you agree with me. And then I put yes, because we think the chocolate's waxy. So I don't know. But anyway, that's so funny that you said that.
My number two would be the Hush Puppies from Columbia Harbor House. And this came about, they qualify as a snack. This came about because I do not like anything but the chicken tenders on the menu at Columbia Harbor House. So I struggle to find any, which is ironic because if we touch on this, Columbia Harbor House is one of my favorite quick service dining locations. But I struggle to find anything that I like to eat at Columbia Harbor House. They've changed the menu over the years, and it's mainly seafood, which gross.
I know. I think that's funny that you like Hush Puppies.
I love Hush Puppies. I mean, it's just cornmeal. And then these have little nuggets of corn, and they're deep fat fried. So they're absolutely delicious. So yes, they qualify as a snack and I will eat them. So like if anybody else in my party, or if we're like, I'm hanging out with people, or we're, you know, if anybody else wants to go there, I will order those and I am A-okay. I like them with, don't shoot me, I like them with ketchup because I'm five. But I mean, they're also portable. You know, you don't have to sit and eat them. They're absolutely portable and they're delicious and they're not good for me, but they're tasty.
Okay, so my number two, and I'm not sure if this one qualifies under the new dining plan because there are some changes with what qualifies as a snack and what does not. But my number two is the Nutella waffles. And again, like Chrissy said about her marshmallow treat, it's plenty to share with someone. Or if you do the rope drop, it's a perfect breakfast. If you've got lunch plans later, it's a perfect breakfast.
I don't think it counts as a snack anymore.
I really don't either. There's quite a few things.
They made quite a few changes. Mm-hmm. And I only say that because in my nerdiness, I was scrolling through the app, like pretending to place orders today. There's so much now that does not qualify as a snack.
Oh, that's so sad.
It really is. But again, we Pagnotties would totally count that as, I mean, Mike and Michael would count that as a snack because they would order that and split it.
And I didn't put this one down because it's not a snack. To me, it's more something that you buy and take with you and eat on later. But the chocolate covered apples are amazing, but they definitely do not count as a snack.
and a tip, I don't know if you do this or not, Rebecca, bring an apple
horror.
They will cut them for you.
Oh,
I know you want it to look pretty and everything, but I'm always like, can I take a quick picture? And then most of the time, if they're not super crowded, they will cut it for you.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome.
That's good to know.
I guess I didn't know that either.
And the last time I got one of those, I think it was around $12.99.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
It's more than those yummy pecan ones that they sell in the fall. So my number two, and it's not to slight the Dole Whip. I like the Dole Whip, but my favorite from that place is Cocomara. It tastes like a frozen pina colada. So good. So yummy. I'm a big coconut girl, like a coconut cream pie in a little cup that you get to eat. It's like a childhood thing for me.
And my number one staying at Adventureland is the cheeseburger spring roll.
I have to try those. I've never tried those.
So good.
You've got to buy them. Yep.
I am going to try them in June.
I have not been on the new dining plan, but it should qualify as a snack.
All right. Well, my number one is the Dole Whip. And I like the original Dole Whip float with the juice.
Okay. My number one is cheeseburger spring rolls. 2 for $9.50, which they went up quite a bit after the pandemic, but they are so worth it.
So worth it.
They are a little bit smaller now too, just a heads up on that, because when we went this last time and there were four of us, Kaylee said, just get one order and they can split one and we'll split one. But then they were like a half the size they were the last time I had them. So I was like, I better get two orders of them. And when she saw them, she was like, I'm so glad you got two orders of these.
Right. I will say my honorable mentions are the Mickey Bar, the Mickey Pretzel, and the Ever Classic Popcorn. We always get a refillable popcorn bucket no matter what, because that's always a, you pass by, whether you're hungry or not, you just refill it for a couple bucks.
Mm-hmm. For sure. All right. Let's go to, I don't know, should we split rides and attractions? I didn't talk to you guys about that, but I started doing rides and then I was running over with attractions and then I would have a lot of honorable mentions is what I'm saying.
I only did rides. I just lumped them all into one. I mean, mine are all three rides.
Okay.
Mine are two rides and an attraction, but I definitely have another ride if we want to split them.
Okay. So start with number three of your rides, Christy.
My top three rides. Number three, it's a little hard for me because I have not been on Tron, so I cannot judge. But my top three rides, number three is Space Mountain for the thrill.
Okay.
All right.
Love a good coaster.
Rebecca.
So my number three, and it's just the pure nostalgia and how much I love these characters, but it's Winnie the Pooh.
Aw, yeah, you said that when we were doing your trip report.
I love the way that ride works. I love how it's a story and you're reading it as you go along. It's very cool.
So my number three is my husband's number one, and that would be People Mover. Just because I could just ride that thing all day long and just sit there and talk to my husband if they would let me.
That was my mom's number one.
Was it?
Her number two is the monorail.
That's Brad's probably number two. And his... Yeah. In the top three, rounds out with a bench. That's what he usually says. All right. So then you're number two, Miss Chrissy.
My number two, again, for the pure nostalgia of it, is Haunted Mansion.
Oh, that's my number two as well.
I ruined that because it's not my number two. Jungle Cruise. And I went back and forth because there's so many rides in that park that I love.
Right.
But I always get a laugh. It may not, sometimes I laugh more than other times because you get a really extra great skipper, but it just makes me smile. Like I get on the boat and I'm smiling before they ever say anything. And so to me, that made it special.
Number one,
mm-hmm.
This is my must do. Now I say if I set foot in the park, but I didn't do it when I set foot in the park in December, just because it was so incredibly crowded. But this is my must-do Magic Kingdom, Pirates of the Caribbean.
See, that's why I went back and forth.
Mm-hmm. So my number one would be Splash Mountain, but you know, they decided to make it into a different ride.
Which she's not bitter about.
No, not salty, not bitter at all, no. but my number one is Snow White, the Mine Train.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I like that one, but I felt like we were going with what's nostalgic for us, I think.
Gotcha. Well, I like that one because it's Snow White.
My number one is Haunted Mansion. And the only thing that I can say, and you guys probably heard me say it a million times, unless you're new to our show, and that is that it was the first ride in 2009 that I rode with my family, and it will just always forever have a special place. Now, Kaylee the other day looked at me like, that's not my family's because they said, what do you think your family's favorite ride is? And I said, I think as a family, that's our favorite ride. And she thought I was saying that that was her favorite ride. And she was like, no. But anyway, yeah. Haunted Mansion. It just, I don't know. We went to it. It was the very first ride. And actually for 6 years consecutively, my kids had to ride that ride first at Magic Kingdom just because we had done it the very first trip.
Oh, that's sweet.
I think that that's why it's my favorite. All right. So Chrissy, if we need to start, we can, but what attractions were you thinking, Rebecca?
The PhilharMagic.
And so where did you place that?
That would have to be probably my number two for attractions.
I went back and forth. You want to talk first, Chrissy, or you want me to?
Well, I would say as far as attractions go, I would only have one, and it's Carousel of Progress.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for sure. That's where I had a problem because I like all of them. And I, when my clients went and they said they didn't do any of the shows that I told them, I was like, I understand riding rides, but they were saying how tired they were. And that's a nice little break.
Right.
It is.
Did you have any other that you wanted to mention, Rebecca?
I would mention the Carousel of Progress also, just because we know that was Walt's master plan. I think the nostalgia of it and it being his says something.
I think it needs some love.
I think it definitely needs some love.
Some new seats and maybe some new carpet, because it doesn't smell so nice in there anymore.
Yeah.
Or they need to bring their smellitizers from Cincy over there into the Carousel Progress. That is definitely one of mine, but I like the Tiki Room and I like Mickey's PhilharMagic. And how many years, 10 years did I visit Disney World before I ever did Enchanted Tales with Belle? Love that. And I know the listeners have heard Country Bears till they're probably sick of it, but Country Bears. I went to see Country Bears on Ice. And so that one will always, always, always have a special place in my heart.
I'm excited for the reimagining of Country Bears. I mean, I loved the old one. I remember it from when I was a little girl. I had the record album. I loved the old Country Bears, but I am excited for the new. I think giving it some fresh juice will be good.
I hope so. My son was devastated because he didn't hear the part about how they're literally changing the songs. He thought they were going to take those songs and just put them in different genres. And I was like, no, 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 no. They're getting rid of those songs. And he was like, what?
Oh.
I'm like, well, you watched it Christmas, so you'll be okay. Or October.
With my talk about Splash Mountain, I am excited to see what Tiana's, what are they calling it? I can't even remember.
Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
I'm excited to see what it looks like.
All right. So let's do three quick service meals. And you can actually tell me the food that you would eat if you want.
Yeah, I have three quick service meals and then I have three quick service locations.
Oh, okay.
Which are different.
Yes. Okay. We're ready.
My top three quick service meals. I like number three, the creamy bacon mac and cheese tots.
Yum.
That's a mouthful, from Friar's Nook.
Oh, and we never have eaten a meal there. We said that.
Yeah.
Yum. Okay.
I mean, mac and cheese, bacon, tots. You cannot go
wrong.
I mean, like tachos, but with mac and cheese, they're just so good.
That sounds delicious. Rebecca?
All right. So my number three would be the flatbread at Pinocchio's.
Oh, I didn't even think about Pinocchio's. Man, I'm glad I didn't, because I had a hard time.
I also love Pinocchio's, because if you can get the seats closest and watch the boats coming in from It's a Small World and wave at the people, that's really fun.
So my number three is the trio platter, which you guys will not like because it's got shrimp and fish on it, from Harbor House. I like that trio platter. I had gotten the chicken, shrimp, and fish right before, I guess it was a year before COVID, but I'd never tried that restaurant. And they're like, oh, we have to go here. This is like a must do for our family. And I'm like, well, I have no problem doing it. And then I really, really liked it. So that was fun.
Now, Columbia Harbor House is number three on my top three favorite quick serve locations, even though I don't like care for much of the food there. I like the location. I like the size of it. Like, there, you never have a problem finding a seat. You've got the upper level. I like Columbia Harbor House for the atmosphere.
Right. It is in a good location. I like where it's at too.
And they've got good hush puppies. So that's number three. But number two for my top three quick service meals is the fajita platter at Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Cafe.
Okay.
I love Pecos Bill's. Pecos Bill's is number one on my quick service location at Magic Kingdom. I love Pecos Bill's. I used to, their walking taco was my favorite, but that is no longer on the menu.
Oh.
But I have had the fajita platter. I've had a lot of their items, just not like the burger, because I'm not going to go to Pecos Bill's and get like a burger. I'm 5 years old in many of my eating tendencies, but I'm not going to eat a burger. But I do like the fajita platter, and it, my sister and I could feasibly share that. It's a generous serving. Now, Mike or Michael would order their own, but it's good for quick service.
So my number two is also from Pecos Bills, and it's the Taco Trio.
Oh, and what's on the Taco Trio?
You get ground beef, chicken, and pork, and they serve it one of each. Or if you want three chickens, you can have three chickens, or three beef, you can have three beef.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's like maybe $11.99 or $12.99, and it is so much food. The tacos are so full. It's wonderful.
Well, that's a good deal.
Well, and then they also have the mini churros there for dessert.
Oh, do they have the chocolate sauce like in Mexico?
Yes, they do.
Yum. I don't need to know this. my number two is Casey's Corners corn dog nuggets and fries because I'm a child. For a long time, though, we never even went there. And then when we did go there, we kept getting those footlong hot dogs with the toppings, whatever the monthly topping was, and share it between the four, you know, like get two of them and share between four people. And but one day we got corn dog nuggets and we've never turned back.
On that note, my number one is the hand dipped corn dog with house-made chips from Sleepy Hollow.
Ah,
I like the corn dog nuggets, but I prefer the hand dipped corn dog.
Bridewood too.
And those house-made chips, Perfektionsschlag, as Dwight Schrute would say.
Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. And you can get the house-made chips separate as a snack. So you can order the chips. They're like kettle, they're homemade. They're not like a Lay's bag. They're like kettle cooked. So you can order a side of those, and those count as a dining plan snack.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'm going to have to try that.
So good. I think that they're not sure. I mean, they're churning it out, but not as quickly as like the nuggets. So I think they're a little crisper, a little fresher.
So my number one is the corn dog nuggets from Casey's. However, after hearing Chrissy describe that hand dipped corn dog, that shall be my next try.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The corn dog nuggets, I mean, it's so hard to pigeonhole favorite snacks in quick service. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because it depends on my mood, the time of day, the time of year.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what we're doing, like what other plans we have. It's so hard. But like, these are some of my go-tos. But I mean, the corn dog nuggets are delicious. But that hand-dipped corn dog, chef's kiss.
I had to say that because today we did this really cool thing with the kindergartners, and at the end it taught them chef's kiss, and so then they were saying goodbye to me and they were giving me a chef's kiss on the way out the door. It was so cute. So my number one was a snack on Rebecca's, but we usually use it as a meal, and that is the Nutella waffle with fruit. We just love that. You cannot go wrong with Nutella waffle.
Nope.
All right, so what was your sit down? I said one because I feel like not everybody, I mean, if you have three, great.
And again, I think it's a lot of it just depends on
mood and
here we're going, mood we're in, what else is going on, how long of a trip we're on, what else we have planned. But if we're going to plan a sit down meal at Magic Kingdom, one that we always try to shoot for is Liberty Tree Tavern.
Preach.
Because it's just, I long for the days when Mickey and friends used to greet us there in their colonial outfits.
Yes.
I still pine for those days. I'm hoping they bring it back, but no. you can't go wrong with Thanksgiving dinner every day of the year. Do I do it on a 98 degree day when it feels like 110 outside? No, I wouldn't recommend that, really. But it's great. You know, the food is always, always good there. And you can't go wrong with ooey gooey toffee cake.
Nope. No.
All right. So I had two, and one of them is Liberty Tree Tavern. The other one was if you wanted a character meal, Crystal Palace for breakfast.
Yeah, you had a good time at that with your mom and Katie, right?
We did. And I'm still thinking about those churro Mickey waffles.
Those are good.
Yes, they are.
So I said Liberty Tree Tavern. And no, we didn't talk to each other. That's why I like to do it that way, so that we can say what we're truly feeling. Again, if you listen to the show, you've probably heard me say I could go in there and just get roast beef with gravy, green beans, mac and cheese, and the ooey gooey cake. And I would be a happy camper. But there's more than that. And so it's just a good meal. And I think it's worth it. I totally think that's worth it. But I do want to give a nod to Skipper's Canteen, which we skipped for years and years and years. Well, I don't think it's been open that long. But for the time it was open, we kept hearing that the menu was weird. And then they changed the menu a little bit. But then people were still saying it wasn't what they liked. And then the next thing I knew, we thought, well, you know what? We're just going to try it. So we tried it with when Gina and Kaylee and I and some other women had our girls trip. And then we were like, why is it that we're not eating here? Why did we not eat here? It was really, really good. And the one thing that I loved is that they let the adults get the kids' steak because it was the perfect size for them. And then they got a dessert as well. And I think we talked about that before, but I want to say it was under $20. It just was very reasonable.
Well, that's good to know because we've had reservations there and I've canceled them because I'm like, this menu does not look
right.
Right for us. And it's been me and Mike and Michael that I've canceled the reservations on.
They have a steak. And then the other thing is they always say it's a hidden appetizer, but I think it must be there all the time because I've been there three times now and we've been able to get it all three times. And they have this delicious fried cheese balls. They're not cheese sticks. They're like balls of cheese and they're all melty and like they stretch out when you know how they're supposed to do if they're cheese. Mm-hmm. So definitely give a nod to that. I have nothing against the other restaurants. I just didn't have very good luck at one of them. And I don't want to say what it is because I've gotten a bad rep for talking about this place because it's everybody's dream restaurant.
Now, I will say, I love the way that Tony's is decorated. I love that it's Lady and the Tramp because you don't see Lady and the Tramp a lot in the park anymore. The food, when we had it, was okay. But I have read several reviews lately that said that they have new chefs and that the food is better than it was before.
We should try it on the thousandth episode trip.
But it's super, super cute.
Yeah.
We haven't been there in probably 10 years. Michael was probably little.
Yeah, we haven't been there in that long.
That's what I'm thinking. That's how long it's been for me too.
But it was nice. It was cute. It was fun. I think we did it because it was one of those you eat there. I forget. I don't even remember. But the food was okay. It was standard. It wasn't like anything to write home about. It was it was probably to fulfill a credit for the dining plan, to be honest.
And I have no idea if they still do this or not, but when we went and Katie was little, she loved Lady and the Tramp, and they would give kids a little card that had the two paw prints on it.
Oh, and their signatures?
Yeah, like she had gotten their autograph, so she really liked that.
That's so cute.
I don't know if the dessert came. We've got like a dog dish from Tony's with like Lady or Tramp or both of them. I don't know if the dessert came in it. I don't eat. That's how long it's been. But we ended up with a couple of these dog bowls and yeah, they were cute.
That's so funny. All right. So before we end this, did you guys want to talk about, so there's Wishes, Happily Ever After, Enchantment. What was before that, Chrissy? Because those are my three that I know.
My favorite nighttime spectacular of all time is Spectro Magic, the parade.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Fantasy in the Sky fireworks was before that.
Okay.
Classic. But Spectro Magic is my favorite parade of all time. I love the music.
And I never saw that one.
If they could bring that back, I would be on a plane tomorrow if they announced. I mean, but I've heard that the floats were all in disrepair and all, like, there's no way it'll ever come back.
So sad.
So sad.
I loved Wishes. Wishes was fantastic.
I loved Wishes. And because it was the first one that I remembered when I went, that when they first said Happily Ever After, this was again that a time that Nick and I were like, no, this is not going to be good on the show. Like, they can't replace Wishes. And then I got really fond of Happily Ever After. And then they're like, OK, we're done with that. Now we're moving on to it. And I'm like, wait, what? No. We like this one. So I'm kind of torn. The nostalgia part of being the first one that we saw as a family of Wishes. And I still love to hear the music of that. But I think that I really do like Happily Ever After better.
And I think it may be the nostalgia with me as well.
because that's the first one that we saw as a family.
Amazing when you're a mom, what things stick in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, oh, I have to.
Do you know what they used to do at Magic Kingdom that I really miss? Remember, I cannot remember what they were called. The Sorcerer's Keys or something. They were the cards,
yes.
Like bubblegum cards.
Yeah.
And then you could hold them up to the certain places and the mm-hmm. window would come to life. I miss that. That was really neat.
That's been about a year and a half ago, I think, that they let that
mm-hmm.
go. Because I know some of the vloggers were all going on the last day to make sure they had their last chance of
right
doing that. So, yeah, I know we have to move on from things, but some things I think, and I understand the security part of, but my favorite part of Rope Drop from 2009 until, I don't know, 2015, 16, something like that, was when on Christmas morning, the train came in with Santa and Mickey and all the characters
mm-hmm.
at the front of the park, but they have to get everybody in now for security purposes, so they can't do that anymore. But that was one of the coolest things to see. And I wasn't even a child. I couldn't imagine being a child and seeing that as excited as I got as an adult. And you're just like, mm-hmm. yes, I'm going to Disney again. Everybody gets to be a child when you're at Disney.
That's right.
Well, think about this. I remember when there was a time where there was no security.
Right.
Wow.
You literally walked up to the turnstiles and walked in.
Chrissy, you mentioned, you know, putting a snack in your lounge fly. For whatever reason, I don't know if it was the bag that I chose or what, but my lounge fly set off every single alarm, every single place that we went the first night.
Did you have glasses, please?
Yeah.
No, the guy at Magic Kingdom, the security man at Magic Kingdom, said that it was the metal buckles. He said, I guarantee you it's those metal buckles. He said, we have lounge flies set them off sometimes. And he said, certain ones are worse than others. But then we get to the Polynesian. I set it off again.
Wow.
We got to Contemporary. I set it off again. I was like, so the next day I didn't carry it.
I was going to say, Rebecca's pictures at every security station now. If you see this woman.
Yeah. So I didn't carry it after that. But I have one of those neat water bottle carriers that you can also put like your phone and things. So that's what I normally carry. But that first night I had my lounge fly and didn't think anything about it. But yes, I set off security everywhere we went.
Oh, wow.
You got special attention.
I did.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of shopping, and listeners who have been listening a long time might find this hilarious. One of my honorable mention attractions, the Emporium.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
You could spend days in there.
Right. Mm-hmm. That is an attraction in and of itself.
So the old movie theater that's across the street from the Emporium, which I can't think of what it's called right this second, but they changed up the merchandise in there, and I really like that store. And
mm-hmm.
I never went to the store on that side of the street because everybody went to the Emporium. So how did I know? And so when I was on the girls' trip, I'm like, why have I not been coming to this store?
Well, for years, it used to not have merchandise. I mean, years and years ago, it used to not have merchandise. So.
Well, it's cool.
We're sure. Shopping is an attraction in and of itself.
It is.
In my world.
Yes. In most ladies' world.
Right.
Well, thank you guys so much for doing the show with me. And thank you listeners for listening. We love hanging out and talking Disney. I think you know that. And we hope that we've maybe told you something that you didn't know or helped you reminisce on something that you love about Disney.
And we just want to give a shout out to our listeners. Thank you for listening and allowing us to share just a little Disney magic with you. If you're interested in being a guest on our show or you have a question or comment, just text us at 636-373-4497. You can check us out on our social media account, The Mousecapades Podcast on Facebook. And again, if you would like a free quote, you can contact Chrissy, Vicky, or me, Rebecca, at 636-373-4497.
Be sure to listen to Wednesday's show when we dish all the latest rumors and news and chat with the gang. As always, thanks for listening to the number one podcast that entertains the space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
Well, girls, I think it's about that time. Disney love.
Second star to the right.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Have a magical day, my friends.
Can you remember back to a simpler time? Back to the watercolor days that still run through your mind. Oh, I remember just my old friend and me running through an open field the way it used to be. The feeling that our hearts could just take wings, we could live out all our dreams. The journey there